This is the Mike McFeely Show on Live Local First, 790 KFGO and KFGO.com.
What's the score of the Oak Grove Flasher game, Pinto? I can't see it from way on the other side of the room over here. Is Flasher hanging in there against the Grovers from Oak Grove?
Flasher? Oh, Flasher. Sorry, guy. Kid almost hit a shot. Sorry.
You okay?
Yeah, all right. 51-39.
Like it hurt.
51-39, Oak Grove with the lead. The definite favorite in this game.
Well, that's not what I heard you say earlier. I thought you said earlier that Oak Grove was not going to, they're overrated or something. Is that what
you said?
I never
said overrated.
I thought you said that.
I never said overrated. I just said if I'm calling the upset, I thought Flasher would have a good shot at the upset. It's only the third quarter.
I can see the clock winding down. It looks like it's getting down toward the end of the third quarter. It's a 12-point game, you said?
Yes.
12?
Yep.
50, what's the score?
51-39, Oak Grove. They're ending the third quarter as we speak.
So Flasher's not out of it. The little tiny town out in western North Dakota is not out of it yet against the big private school from Fargo that everybody thinks recruits and does all this stuff. It's still a game. We'll see how it turns out. We'll give updates here on the Mike McFeely Show.
They're going to have a whole USC backlash with Fargo, Oak Grove, and all the private schools in North Dakota. They're going to find out they recruited illegally. That's what they're going to do. That's what everybody hopes.
Well, and we'll maybe get into this later in the program. I want to get to our first guest here in just a moment on the Mike McFeely Show as we kick things off on a Thursday. But private schools, as they're trying to boost their enrollment, not their athletic teams, but as they're trying to boost their enrollment, I think they're out advertising and recruiting the way it is. Isn't that part of a private school? It's not a public school. So you're trying to get enrollment. You're trying to get people to pay for their education at a faith-based institution. So I think part of the job description of a private school is that you're going to be advertising, marketing, and recruiting, correct?
Right. But they're only recruiting better athletes to be better than the public schools.
We'll maybe talk about that later. I want to welcome in somebody to the program now who could definitely average 27 points a game in the Class B Boys Basketball Tournament. His name is Mark Williams. He is the Public Works Manager for the great city of Fargo. Hello, Mark Williams. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me on.
How many times did you play in the Class B? Because Pinto played in it once or twice, I think, in his career.
None. I apologize for that.
Well, I haven't played in any state tournaments either, so you and I are on the same page. Hey, the reason I wanted to have you on today, Mark, is because I got some phone calls to the program yesterday, and people have been sending me messages the past couple of days talking about Main Avenue in Fargo from about 25th Street to maybe, what, University or so, and they're saying, my gosh, Mike, would you please find out when the heck Main Avenue is going to get fixed? Because it is the worst stretch of pothole-ridden street in the metro area. So I'm gonna throw it to you as the expert. Number one, what's going on with Main Avenue? Number two, when's it going to be fixed, Mark?
I would have to agree with you. That stretch of Main Avenue is in pretty tough shape right now. Fortunately, we do have it scheduled for mill and overlay this summer from 25th Street to University. University to the river is scheduled as a complete reconstruction somewhere around the year 2017. We have been potholing to the best of our ability. It gets to be challenging when the weather drops below zero, and when we start getting precipitation, it doesn't stick in the potholes as good as it should. This time of year, we use a product that's a cold mix, and it's room temperature in a bag, and it's really a temporary repair until the pavement warms up enough so we can do a permanent warm asphalt repair on that.
You're just trying to keep stuff from not falling off people's cars as they go through the potholes on Main Avenue. It's a temporary fix until we get to actual real springtime, which may be a ways off here, actually.
Well, hopefully, you know, maybe in about 3 weeks we should be going out with that product.
Perfect.
In the meantime, you know, we've had kind of some weather yesterday that kept us busy and trying to keep the snow off the roads, and hopefully tonight we'll have a crew out that's going to be doing some potholing, and then next week looks like some favorable weather that we'll be able to catch up on that.
Well, and I know that we seem to talk about this every spring, Mark, the same way we talk about road conditions out in the country when it snows, or the weather coming when it becomes winter time, or it's just something we have to talk about every year. But potholes are an annual thing. And as far as I know, and again, you're the expert, so you can tell us, there is no pothole-proof road, especially in this part of the world, correct? We're going to have to deal with this until somebody invents a better mousetrap.
I would agree with you. You know, based on some of the conditions of our roads, they're pretty, you know, bulletproof when it comes to potholes. But we're in that time of the year where it's freezing at night, it's thawing during the day, we're getting miscellaneous precipitation. Anytime we get that moisture in the ground and it freezes that night, it wreaks havoc on some of our roads that are aging. And it's just like snow. December comes, it'll snow. Spring comes, we will have potholes.
It's going to happen. It's just, yep, people have to deal with it. I know that's frustrating for people to hear because Main Avenue is a very well-traveled road and lots of people use it to go to and from work and to do commerce and everything else. And it is rough right now. I cannot deny that. And you're not denying it either, but people just kind of have to realize that it's March right now in Fargo-Moorhead and there are going to be potholes. Here's maybe a bigger, broader question, Mark. Is there any thing that street departments or departments of transportation can do in terms of building a better road that doesn't fall victim to potholes every year? Because if somebody could invent that material or invent that process, they could make a lot of money off it in the northern climates.
Yeah, I would agree with you. To date, I haven't seen that type of product. Your concrete roads, the newer concrete roads, are pretty strong when it comes to the potholing issue. The mill and overlays that have been on the roads for a few years tend to start breaking down and showing their age after a few years.
Okay. So if people, I know that you have a pothole hotline, don't you? That if people, everybody knows that Main Avenue is in rough shape, but is there a website or a phone number people can call, Mark, if they want to report a really bad pothole that they might want to get fixed as quick as they could?
Yes, go to our website at cityfargo.com. There's a link there that you can click on that you can report a pothole, and we'll get the notification immediately.
All right, perfect. Anything else you want to get out there, Mark? I'm giving you the opportunity to just tell people, be patient. Things will be repaired. They'll overlay it here in a few weeks as quick as they can. But in the meantime, I think we just got to suck it up, right?
The weather's been difficult lately. It looks like the forecast is going to be a little bit more beneficial to us to be able to get out and do some more repairs, and I would agree. Be patient.
Thank you, sir. You were worried I was going to rip you today. When we were talking earlier, you're going, you're not going to like rip me, are you? I'm going, no. It's just that time of the year when things are just bad for the roads, right? So, I mean,
that's exactly it.
We're okay, right, Mark? We're on the same page.
Yep. Good. This was good.
Okay. All right, man. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on.
Yep, you bet. Mark Williams, Public Works Manager